From KOER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. The Salt Lake City Council approved the city's budget Tuesday night for the next fiscal year. As KOER's John Reed reports, that includes funding cuts to the city's police force.
Council members voted to take about $5 million from the police department's proposed $84 million budget and instead put it in a holding account that would give them more oversight. The money will still be spent on police functions, but with an eye towards reform and things like new body cams and training. But that's a far cry from what many residents have been calling for over the last few weeks. That is a $30 million budget cut. Councilmember Darren Mono says taking that much out now would probably have some unintended consequences.
To me, it feels like we're making as big of a cut as we know we can safely make, and that we'll get some more information and potentially make more cuts in the future if that's what we learn through the process.
That process includes a detailed audit of the police department's budget and creating a commission on racial equity in policing. Still, Council Chair Chris Wharton says he knows lots of people will be angry at the decision.
The problems of systemic and institutional racism are deeper than $10, $20, or $30 million funding fixes, and we've got a lot more work to do on the policy level.
He says the budget adoption is the beginning of deeper, more structural change that's been needed for a long time. John Reed, KUER News.
The U.S. Air Force has identified the northern Utah pilot of a fighter jet that crashed off the coast of northern England as First Lieutenant Kenneth Allen. He died during a routine training mission when the F-15C Eagle crashed Monday morning. The cause of the crash is under investigation. He had been based with the 48th Fighter Wing at the Royal Air Force's Lakenheath base since February of this year. He was 27 years old. State funding uncertainty causes Utah health and water quality officials to temporarily stop monitoring Utah Lake for toxic algal blooms. The coronavirus pandemic forces the issue in a story in the Provo Daily Herald. The State Division of Water Quality and Utah County Health Department encourages visitors to the lake along Provo and neighboring towns to pay attention to signs warning of toxic algae. Officials say human illness related to the blooms is rare but can be debilitating or fatal. Utah's four Republican candidates for governor faced off last night in what could be their final debate before the June 30th primary. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports they criticized the state's acceptance of federal funds.
Responding to a question about fighting Obamacare in Utah, former Utah Republican Party Chair Thomas Wright promised to work to undo regulations that come with the Affordable Care Act.
We need to make sure that our citizens are well taken care of. We need to make sure that we fight back and say we need free market, competitive environment in healthcare.
Former Governor John Huntsman suggested that instead of using Obamacare, the state build its own insurance marketplace.
That gives us more accessible, affordable, and portable insurance policies that we can use going forward because the insurance market ain't working for people.
Former House Speaker Greg Hughes warned about the dangers of accepting any federal funds.
Every time we take those federal funds, be it through healthcare and Obamacare, education, they have leverage over us as a state.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox suggested the federal government issue block grants to the states.
Let us design what works in our state, because our state is very different than other states. There are things that we do better.
The voter registration deadline for the primary is June 19th. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
There's a growing concern about violence after an armed man shot a protester at a demonstration on Monday in Albuquerque. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, a number of protesters for justice reform across our region say they're being harassed.
Steven is a Mexican-American living in the small town of Rifle, Colorado. He's a public servant, and he won't give me his last name as he's worried about losing his job. But he says he was walking home recently from a candlelight vigil for George Floyd when a white counter-protester began following him in a pickup truck.
The truck was pacing me as I was climbing the hill and entering the neighborhood, all the while kind of waving his middle finger and yelling at me through the window.
Stephen was worried the man was carrying a gun and eventually hid behind a parked vehicle. He later told the Rifle Police Department about it. Rifle PD told the Mountain West News Bureau this was an isolated incident, but if Stephen feels threatened again, to call 911. Similar incidents have happened in Wyoming, and in Montana, a black protester was detained by armed men at a rally in Missoula. They turned him over to the police, who released him soon after with no charges. County prosecutors are looking into that incident. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.